Katie Hendrickson, the host of Of Note with Katie Hendrickson, every Sunday through Thursday at 8 p.m. on 91.3 and Sunday through Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. on KUAF2 is with me. Happy May.
Thank you. Happy May to you.
It's one of my favorite months.
It's beautiful.
It's spring. This Ozarks really shine in May and October.
I just hope we don't go right to summer. Hope we have a little real spring.
It's been spring-like the last few days.
Just the few days, though.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yes. Yeah, the potential to ramp into 90 always exists. You're right. So how are you going to help us usher in these early days of May?
Well, I just received a new recording of a really cool Norwegian composer, Finn Mortensen, and his only ever composed symphony. So that's going to be our Sunday symphony feature
this
week. His only ever written symphony. And he's considered one of the modernist Norwegian composers. And he uses free tonal and neoclassical style in this symphony. Although he at some point started doing the 12-tone technique, this is not of the 12-tone technique.
Okay, I'm going to ask, what's the 12-tone technique?
It's kind of a Schoenberg is a person. It's 12-tone. So like we have in our scale, the usual Western scale, it's the 8 the octave,
right.
And so 12. This the 12-tone is based on 12 tones for basically like a scale.
Oh,
and I'm not a music theologian, so I don't know how to like describe it
sure.
exactly. But that's the gist.
It sounds value added. 8, but wait, there's more.
Yeah.
All right. So Finn Mortensen, I guess this would be Symphony Number 1.
It's just his symphony, and it's Opus 5 for him. But it's the only ever symphony he ever. Okay. Put together.
So that's the Sunday Symphony on
yes.
the Sunday show.
Absolutely. And then this week I also had a chance to speak with she's a Georgian violinist, the country Georgia, but she moved to Germany when she was, I believe, 12 or 13. She is a Deutsche Grammophon recording artist, puts out really amazing albums, and her latest is Visions of Prokofiev. And she plays a D major violin concerto of Prokofiev, and she actually wrote about how it was one of the first works that she approached when she had moved to Germany and had her teacher in Hamburg at the age of 13. And so it's a really intense and moving work for her, and she said she didn't really understand how to approach this complexity as a 13-year-old, and so she revisits it now. And I had a chance to talk to her about it, and so we'll hear from the album and hear from her. I don't know what day I'm going
okay.
to put that on yet, but she will be on this week. And then another thing I wanted to bring up is that Artisphere, Walton Arts Center's Artisphere, is really just around the corner.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't feel like it yet, it really is. And there's a few things that I have been working hard at work on. One is putting together, there's the Live from Crystal Bridges Mozart in the Museum happening June 15th at Crystal Bridges. And that will be a live broadcast here at KUAF. And I'm really excited. This year they're playing, in addition to playing Mozart, well, they're playing his Prague Symphony. That's the big symphonic work they're playing. They're doing a Johnny Greenwood piece.
Really?
Of Radiohead fame.
Yeah.
So yes. They're opening the program with that.
Oh.
So I'm excited to hear that. And then another thing I'm doing is I'm actually working on a Trillium Salon Series concert. I'm working with one of the Artisphere violists, Carl Larson, who actually was on the air with me for the Live at Crystal Bridges concert last year. He's working with me. We're putting together basically it's mostly going to be contemporary composers like Missy Mazzoli. I think we're playing. We're also going to have a piece from a violist who performs in Artisphere. His name's Chuck, and we're going to hear a string quartet he just composed, and that's going to be at 21C on June 18th. And the easiest way to actually hear about all things Trillium Salon Series is to sign up at the mailing list. If you go to trilliumsalonseries.com at the bottom, you can just simply put your email in, because sometimes things come together really quickly
right.
on that. So, but anyway, I was like, I always wait kind of, I always think, oh, it's far away. And I'm like, oh, this is stuff that needs to go on your radar now. Artisphere is coming back and there's going to be a lot of activities.
So that'll be in the Great Hall again, our live broadcast.
Yes.
Of Note with Katie Hendrickson, Sunday through Thursday evenings at 8 on 91.3, Sunday through Thursday mornings at 9 on KUAF2. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you. And you can always, if you ever want to keep up with me, I'm on social media. So Of Note with Katie Hendrickson on Facebook, and I have a Twitter account, Of Note KUAF. So if you're ever like, wow, there's a lot going on, that's the easiest way to kind of keep up with things and interact. I love to interact and have conversations with listeners.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
That's Just a Moment from the symphony, the brand new recording of the only symphony ever written by Finn Mortensen. Katie will feature Sunday night on the Sunday Symphony edition of Of Note with Katie Hendrickson. That's Sunday night at 8 on 91.3. Also, Sunday morning at 9 on KUAF2, our 24-hour classical music station. You can learn more about our HD stations at KUAF.com.